Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. It, of course, is already Thursday, the 11th day of August, 2005, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Of course, I was on Coast to Coast AM last night talking about all these different reports of suitcase nukes in the United States. Was a drill to be conducted in the next few days by the North American Military Command? Was that to be a cover for some type of real event? Why has this four-star general, number four in the Army, at the highest echelons of the military, been fired? The official story does not fit many of the facts. And on top of all of this, I've been to many urban warfare training drills with the police and military, trained to confiscate your guns, trained to put you in FEMA camps. And I've shot the footage, and I've documented it, and I've shown it. But always in the past, the local news and the national news would lie about it and say that it was for a foreign country. I mean, you can walk right up and videotape the troops training for America and admitting it's for this country. But we have a newscast up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. In fact, it's only on InfoWars.com right now. It's just now going up there. I was doing a search for terror drills this morning and found this and actually several others. And it's very similar to the Alabama Defense Force and other photos and videos we've gotten, where they just set up random checkpoints, pull families out of vehicles, search children. They're literal goons. And in this case, up in Roanoke, Virginia, it's Army, National Guard, State Guard, police, and they call the citizens rebels. And they have cops playing the part against the other police and military as, quote, the American rebels. And it shows the police doing their mock sniping. The people protest and the cops shoot them. And they ride them down with horses and they billy club them. And they practice again taking over city buildings. So the government is training to stop civil insurrection. Now, why have they been doing this covertly for several decades, overtly in the last few years? What is it that they've got planned that is so horrible, that is so bad, that is so out of control that they've got to gear up to do this? Now, you can go to InfoWars.com and watch the video. For some reason lately, the computers at the network do not really work and do not download stuff. I don't know why. We have it all downloaded, butchered, but I'm not going to air it butchered because there's one clip or bump in a piece of video off the web. People think I've edited it. So you can go right to my website, click over to their news website, and you can just watch it right there. I hope there'll be clips in the future here on the show, but we're trying as hard as they can. But we have Thomas Watson era computers. You know, Thomas Watson, he invented, he was the owner of IBM, had the first computers back in the 40s. That's kind of what we have. We have the kind of computers that have the cards that come out of them. I'm joking, folks. It's a joke. Just trying to have some fun. Because I'm really angry and upset about what's happening in this country. All the preparations for total martial law. Been warning you about this for years. They've really been gearing up for it. We'll detail the nuclear drills. And we'll also get into just the police state manifestations. Police chiefs up in Wisconsin publicly saying we shouldn't be able to own guns. The citizens can't be trusted. You name it. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Up in Wisconsin, the police chiefs had a big meeting on TV. Association of Police Chiefs in WBAY there in Green Bay. And here's a quote. Police chiefs across Wisconsin say they need to keep all the guns they can in officers' hands only. And they're openly saying we cannot trust the citizens to have a concealed carry in Wisconsin. It doesn't matter that in Florida and Texas and a whole bunch of other states, on average, after 3 years of a concealed carry, the violent crime rate, the home invasion rate, drops around 22%. Now, that's the average. In some areas, we've seen an 80-plus percent drop. But there's big discrepancies here. You know, you might have a 5% or you might have an 82% or in some cases even higher. But the average is around 22%. I've got Lott's book on it, the professor with all the statistics, and the feds even have to admit this, and I look at the crime statistics for the different states. I mean, obviously, Chicago, New York, L.A., places with draconian gun control, Boston, they have the highest crime rates in the United States. England had very low crime rates, but when they banned all the guns, people still had guns until about 8 years ago. Their crime rate doubled the first year, doubled again, and then planed off. until now, even with the UN's own crime numbers, it is the second most dangerous country of the industrialized nations. Switzerland is number 15, the safest. America is number 14. Now, I'm sure you've heard America is the most dangerous and we have the most killings. And that's true. That is actually true. But for sheer muggings and home invasions and rapes and stabbings, England is number 2. Switzerland is number 15, the safest. The U.S. is number 14. Overall, crime is very low. But you see, in statistics, they count gang members when they come in your house, or rapists when they come in your house, or gangs when they kill each other. They count that as gun violence and gun deaths. When cops shoot somebody on, you know, hopped up on methamphetamine, pulling a gun on them at a meth lab, that goes into those numbers. So only in the murder rate or in the homicide rate or in the death rate are we numero uno. But with every other statistic, we are almost as safe as Switzerland. And what boosts our crime rate into the number 14 slot are cities like Chicago, New York, Detroit, areas like that. Now, there is just so much I want to cover today. You know, I have this clip that we'll play later of Roanoke, Virginia, where the police and the military, regular military, National Guard, State Guard, call us rebels, and terrorism is now protesting. They call them terrorists on the video, and it shows crowds of cops and firemen and EMS workers as role players who are just waving signs and protesting. And the police and the military work together, and it says that they shoot us, and it shows the police doing mock sniper attacks on us and taking over, you know, the city buildings. And this is what our government and our country trains to do. This is how they operate. This is the New World Order agenda. This is their program of control. And I've been screaming bloody murder about this for a long, long time. I mean, when you go to, say, Belton, Texas, just an hour north of me, you hear there's going to be an urban warfare drill. And they've got regular army there and state police and local police. And troops walk up to you in downtown Belton, good-sized town, and just say, turn the cameras off. What are you doing here? They think that it's the military's job. And we've got footage in Hebron, Maryland of them walking up and saying, you know, troops are training regular Marines to take over City Hall openly for gun confiscations. They got local 12- and 14-year-old kids. We have it all on video, training with them. Where are the guns? Go tell me. And they're openly trying to get your kids to rat you out. This is Marine Corps training, folks, for America. They walk over and turn the camera off. And it's, you know, troops with a heavy machine gun behind them and the local police in front of them. What's your problem? Why are you videoing? This is America. This is one step away from Red Dawn, literally stooping and bowing and showing them our papers. It's already happening on subways and buses. And these troops walk over. What are you doing with those cameras? Are you the guys put us on TV last year? And we go, yeah, you bet we are. It's in Road to Tyranny. Yeah, you bet we are. We caught you running the checkpoints on those buses. The regular army would just pull over a bus, tell them it was real, and then later it came out it was a drill, but with real unsuspecting citizens. False arrest. I mean, this is mind control. Well, I don't like it. Well, I don't care if you don't like it. And, you know, you got the bomb squads and behind them the special forces types, because the bomb squad guys have all got, paunchy bellies and shirts hanging out. That's that type. You know, nice fellows, but still think this is Nazi Germany. Think they own us. And then the special forces types strutting around all, you know, with the big old square jaws bulging their eyes out. Totally brainwashed. Just totally brainwashed. And then all of a sudden, boom, boom, cars explode. Fire shoots out 20 feet in the air. Helicopters swarming. They got the local kids from the high school training them how to be slaves on their summer vacation. fake arms, fake blood. They're spilling it all over them. That's all in, and that's just one of these ops I've been to. But that's nothing compared to this video that we've got off this local newscast in Virginia. I mean, the horses riding the people down. The I feel sorry for these cops that aren't in the riot gear, and then they just let the troops beat them up. I mean, the troops actually tackle them and start stomping on them, and you'll see a military officer get mad and shove one of the troops off of one of the cops. They're actually stomping on the cops. I mean, I guess at least they're in there getting the punishment they're trying to deal out to us. I mean, literally, horses running into people, troops jumping on cops, you know, cops in plain clothes and firemen. I got a sneaking suspicion. I mean, they admit a lot of them are firemen in the drill, and I don't know if a lot of cops would let you do that to them. It sounds like something firemen would do, because they're real men. But I don't know, folks. It's just so scary. It's so un-American. I'm going to get into the nuclear drill and why I was on Coast to Coast AM last night and some new developments. But let me just read this now. Federalized State Guard, National Guard, and police train to dominate American citizens, take over local governments. Troops equate civil disturbances with terrorism. Citizens are called rebels. Now fighting terror means tackling people. They've taken the state guards and converted them into Stasi goon squads that engage in law enforcement activities across the country. Last year, we reported on the Alabama Defense Force. We have links to that, which sets up random checkpoints and searches women and children in Alabama. The same system has been set up in Texas. We have their internal field manuals. Shown it on TV in one of the weekly reports. It's all about gun confiscation, mass arrest, total control. Former Congressman Bob Barr has been all over national television warning the American people about current military recruiting that will put military on street corners. He asked, do we, as a free people, with a notion of privacy enshrined in the Constitution and based on the very clear limits and defined role of government, to be in a society where not just the police, but the military are on the street corners gathering intelligence on citizens, sharing that data, and manipulating that data? Meanwhile, the Washington Post is telling us how safe we will be because NORTHCOM, our new military overlords, are preparing to give us martial law to protect us from that evil concept formerly known as freedom, now known as Al-Qaeda. And by the way, folks, each one of these statements is a link to where they at the mainstream news. So that's where we're different, folks. We document everything. Watch this disgusting clip of Roanoke, Virginia. Notice how they talk about fighting terror after 9-1-1, and that's civil disobedience. I guess fighting terror consists of dealing with rioters. Why does the government think we're going to be rioting? Why have they been quietly building giant force structures for the last 8 years? The news piece points out police aiming their paintball guns at rebels and sniping them. I've been to 10 of these drills in the last 8 years in Belton, Texas. In 2000, we had regular Army march up with the police and tell us to turn our cameras off. In 99, we were in Oakland, California, covering Operation Urban Warrior. Thousands of active-duty Marines trained openly with foreign troops to interrogate American citizens and confiscate our firearms. And, by the way, break your families up. They take your kids. Got video of it. You might want to watch it. Police State 2000. In Swansboro, North Carolina, the Marines actually engaged in live law enforcement activities, assisting at checkpoints in Hebron, Maryland. They practice taking over city halls and told our cameraman to turn his camera off. All of this is exhaustively detailed in my films, Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, and 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. This is deadly serious. This is classical tyranny. They're turning America into an armed camp and treating us like slaves while leaving the borders wide open. All right, we'll be right back and get into the nuke drill scheduled to go on today or tomorrow throughout the next week and how that ties into this four-star general who's over that base, number four in the Army being canned 2 days ago. And we'll take a lot of calls today, wide open phones. Masses of news, stay with us.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Coming up, very, very, very important, out of Roanoke, Virginia. We'll play that in the next segment. Four-star general fired for organizing coup against neocons? Question mark. Reporters suggest that Burns discovered plan to turn nuke exercise into staged terror attack. The head of Fort Monroe's Training and Doctrine Command, four-star General Kevin P. Burns, was fired Tuesday, apparently for sexual misconduct, according to official sources. Other sources, however, have offered a different explanation for Burns' dismissal, which ties it with the Bush administration's unpopular plan to attack Iran and the staged nuclear attack in the U.S., which would provide the pretext to do so. According to reporter Greg Zeminski, the prolific writer, anonymous military sources said that Burns was the leader of a faction that was preparing to instigate a coup against the neocon hawks in an attempt to prevent further global conflict. I'd heard Burns' name, folks, a year ago in conjunction with this. That's why when I first heard about this, it sent chills up my spine, something I needed to add there. Indications are that, much like popular opinion amongst the generals, half the military opposes the neocons' agenda and half supports it. Further revelations were imparted by journalist Leland Lerman, who appeared on the Alex Jones Show. Watson wrote this. Lerman's army sources, including a former captain in intelligence, became outraged when they learned that the official story behind 9/11 was impossible. They told Lerman that the imminent NORTHCOM nuclear terror exercise based in Charleston, South Carolina, where a nuclear warhead is to be smuggled off a ship and detonated, was originally intended to go live, as in the drill would be used as the cover for a real false flag attack. This website has relentlessly discussed similar style drills, which took place on the morning of 9/11 and on the morning of 7/7 in London. Speculation exists that he had potentially discovered the fact that it was going to go live and that he was trying to put a stop to it, or also speculation indicates that he may be part of a military coup designed to prevent the ridiculous idea of doing a nuclear war with Iran, said Lerman. By the way, folks, those two stories fit together. Those two stories fit together. There's talk of coup. Well, why would they be talking about that? I mean, we know the globalists carried out 9/11. We know that they wanted one of those planes to go into the Capitol and decapitate the government. That was the plan. We know Jeb had already declared martial law 2 days before covertly in Florida. We know Marvin ran security on the buildings. I mean, we know this was to be a coup d'etat, a decapitation of the government, leaving the president for total martial law. Now I got the Washington Post saying they're preparing for just that, total martial law for your safety. We have all these articles where they're talking about it, saying Cheney's saying we're going to get nuked, Chertoff's saying it. I'm not saying it, they're saying it. And I never put dates on it like some people, oh, it's going to happen on the 6th, it'll happen on the 9th. It may never happen because we're exposing it. But I think we are in real danger. You know, it's been 4 years since I talked like this. 4 years and, you know, roughly, 16 days ago, on July 25th, I launched Operation Expose the Government Terrorist. And we said, call the White House, tell them we know they're going to carry out a terror attack. Bin Laden will take the blame as their CIA asset. Probably the World Trade Center will be it. And I'm not to the point of saying, you know, that I'm that sure on this, because this is a big deal. It's actually easier for the globalists to detonate a suitcase nuke or a frog, that is a artillery nuclear munition. But at the same time, it's really going to be hard to manage. And they need to know that we're going to go along with them, that we're going to submit to them, that we're not going to resist. Because they know well and good that 2 million troops couldn't suppress 200-something million Americans. I mean, if we wake up, it's over. And the troops are already waking up. It's more than half of them. So even foreign troops, bring them here. I mean, that will really... So the globalists have gotten to this point, and they're set up to do it, but I think it's a contingency. I don't think it's written in stone. All right, we'll tell you more about this, and we'll play that clip where the troops are training to literally kill you and admitting it. You know, you're rebels. Yes, our military is training with the police to fight rebels. Now it's not terrorists or Al-Qaeda. It's rebels. Why are they so worried about rebels? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. Sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. The
story of the four-star general.
And the flames went higher, and it burned.
Lerman said that other sources had told him all Army leave had been canceled from September 7th onwards, opening the possibility for war to be declared within that time frame. NORTHCOM officials also admitted to Lerman that CNN had been using its Situation Room as a studio for one of their new little propaganda programs. Earlier this week, the Washington Post reported that the Pentagon has developed its first ever war plans for operations within the continental United States in which terrorist attacks would be used as the justification for imposing martial law. They would use that term, but it's good, see? Articles tell you now that Big Brother's good, martial law is good, black masks are good, being surveilled is good. Again, imposing martial law on cities, regions, and the entire country. American Conservative Magazine recently reported that Dick Cheney had given orders to immediately invade Iran after the next terror attack if the U.S., even if there was no evidence Iran was involved. And that's public. We're just, the minute we get attacked, we invade them because the people will buy it then. Government and media mouthpieces have been fear-mongering for weeks about how a nuclear attack within the United States is imminent. Now will be the most opportune time for the globalists to stage a major terror attack as it would head off any potential indictments against the Bush administration for their involvement in illegally outing CIA agent Valerie Plame. While rumors circulating about the indictments have already taken place, against Bush and Cheney should rightly be treated very carefully. The fact that there is an ongoing criminal investigation into the matter is something that's admitted and shouldn't be viewed as speculation. So that is a very real threat to this administration. Whether the indictments are real or not, there are several grand juries impaneled investigating the Valerie Plame incident, namely the U.S. attorney and the grand jury up in Chicago. I mean, that is going on. So don't miss the forest for the trees. This is all happening right now. The approval ratings for the war are in the low 30s. Bush's job approval rating is in the mid-30s. And again, Bush is a puppet, but the globalists look at his approval rating as a benchmark for their agenda. And their whole program is in trouble. Their whole program is in deep trouble right now. And they want to go into Iran. They wanted to go in August. Israel has said this. This has been in their major newspapers. Our government says they want to go into Iran. We've got special forces troops in the country right now. That's admitted. Seymour Hersh and even Time Magazine's reported on that, not just the New Yorker magazine. So all of this is already going on, and we have checked into it. Leaves are being canceled for later this month. Now, that doesn't mean that there's going to be some type of war, just because record numbers of ships are out of port and in the Gulf and in the Arabian Sea doesn't mean, and in the Mediterranean, in the Med, doesn't mean this is going to happen. Just by talking about it, I mean, being on Coast to Coast AM, you know, in their first hour of broadcast, they have 14 to 16 million listeners. I mean, that's the Arbitron, folks. There's a lot more than that. So last night, you know, potentially 14 million to 60 million people, you know, heard me talk about this. And we have millions of listeners on this broadcast. You know, we're on the radio in Chicago. We're on the radio in Kansas City, Austin, Texas, going into Los Angeles, you know, upstate New York, Florida, you know, Tennessee, just all over the place, growing. So we're reaching a lot of people right now. And that's always been our goal. Expose who's behind the terror. Expose who stands to gain from terror. Expose different scenarios before they even happen. And that doesn't even mean we're always right. You know, it's like we're on the DMZ, the demilitarized zone, in you know, Vietnam, or in World War One, all's quiet on the Western Front. You know, we're looking up over the embankment in the trenches at the enemy. You know, we're shooting up flares. We're trying to, you know, scan the topography, the terrain, for enemies crawling on their bellies. And we've caught them before, folks. Again, we caught them before 9/11 on the record. And then day one, engaged them on 9/11. And I said on the day of 9/11, that first hour of my show, I said it on Derry Brownfield. I said, we got a really good chance they're going to launch a bio attack to continue the hysteria. I believe it's being launched right now. And I had a lot of different indicators and sources on that. And sure enough, the White House mailed out anthrax to all their enemies. And it turned out it was a U.S. government program, and Bush was on Cipro. And the proof's in the pudding. Just go research it if you missed the past 50 shows I did on that, literally. So this is all going on, and this is happening. Meanwhile, just type into Google something like emergency officials participate in mock terror drill, or police work with guard to fight terror. You know, I typed in terror drill this morning because I wanted to track other drills they're doing, which desensitize the public, train the military and police to work together, and also, again, can be used finally as covers when they really do it. That way, good people in government and in the NSA and other snooping arms that pick up chatter think it's part of drills, part of turning up the background noise. It's like, you know, back in the 60s, the 50s, the mafia learned that old-fashioned microphones could be defeated by turning on music, turning on the water, you know, in the sink, talking in the bathroom. Well, you know, high-tech systems can decipher and cut out the audio you want today, so that doesn't work. But in the information and in the zeros and ones being transmitted in the stratosphere, It's the equivalent of turning the water on or of turning up the music to have all these drills going on. And then if your people get caught carrying out an op, oh, they just tell the cop, oh, no, officer, or they just tell the NSA officer or the CIA officer, oh, no, no, that was a drill. Yeah, oh, these explosives I'm putting on these columns? Listen, your federal security detail here in Building 7, you just go on down the hall. This is a drill. You can go ask the supervisor. And then, of course, they get on the radio, and, yeah, his tag number, he's John Johnson Doe. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He's going to, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, car wreck? Sure. And Mr. Doe dies the next day in a car wreck. Real sad. Now the car runs over him and backs back over him. But that way he doesn't panic and freak out right then and get cops involved. Then you have an investigation and it blows the whole operation. And then and then they wouldn't kill the federal security guard. We know about some of those, but we're not at liberty to talk about them. You know, I mean, these guys catch them planting bombs. They catch them running operations, or people are in the, you know, in the op when they're remote. I mean, you can have somebody remote controlling planes right next to somebody else thinking they're taking part in a drill on a terminal and a screen right next to them. That's how these drills and compartmentalization works. And as everything goes mechanized, as everything becomes remote control, half the Air Force will be drone in 2010, 5 years away. A third of the ground forces will be robotic, remote controlled. By 2011, $76 billion going to be spent in the next 10 years on robotic forces for the ground alone. That means pre-programmed battle plans can be launched. Especially, you think in 5 years it'll be bad. Imagine 10, 15. Look how technology's grown so far. You're going to have most of the military being pre-programmed and being robotic. Being mechanized tanks, mechanized ground vehicles, mechanized swords, as they're called, but much more advanced than what they have now. I can't really get into it. A lot of stuff I've become aware of is I can't even talk about on air. But they have what they call combat mechs that are so advanced, folks, it's science fiction. But just the stuff we're being shown is really, really bad. But see, that allows the elite, if the soldiers and the troops and the police don't follow orders, well, they just hit a button. And, in every city, they're planning to have hundreds, and this was, just in the next decade or so, hundreds of literal pre-programmed, and they're not artificially intelligent, they're just pre-programmed. And they've even, with the swords, just one of the different types of robots being used, being tested in combat over in Iraq, they send in, say, 20 of these swords with rocket launchers and machine guns, and the troops are wearing bracelets with a RFID tag, and the sword pings it. So there's swords out there with our troops in combat. And the sword's rolling down the street. It draws fire. It's got cameras around corners. It starts firing at enemies. But the sword won't fire if he pings that radio tag and it's not one of the troops. Well, in the future, and this is admitted, if you don't have a card that's in function, a card that says you're good, and by the way, under federal law, real ID, we're all going to have tracker chips in our driver's license now. That's now happening. It'll be implemented nationwide by federal law by 2008. Already a lot of states already have it. I'm sure you heard folks coming in from Canada or Mexico now, and it's all selectively enforced. You've got to carry a chip with you, or you're arrested, and that thing can be read from hundreds of feet. They're trying to put chips in all inspection stickers, almost passed that in Texas this year, to quote, tax you and to make sure your, quote, insurance is up to date. But also it'll be used for this. The military even admits it. We've read the reports on air. This whole grid is multi-use. And so they just turn loose a couple thousand of these babies in your city, and they go around killing everybody. Now, folks, this is not a joke. Okay? This is not a joke. You don't have the proper RFID tag, that robot is going to kill you. And they've got them with nerve gas. They've got them that deploy bioweapons. That's really super secret. They've got, but mainly... They also, when you think of a robot, imagine something the size of a Ford pickup truck, and it's got treads, and under it, it's got little wheels in case a tread gets stuck, retractable wheels. This was in the Honolulu Advertiser 2 years ago. And it showed the military with police doing a drill, and there's like 20 cops and military firing machine guns with their shields up, firing machine guns at this combat robot. And this thing looks like a snub-nosed Ford pickup truck, but it's all contained. And it looked like a joke. It had like pepper spray canisters, rubber bullets, machine guns, cannons. It's got everything from electrical prods it shoots at you on the non-lethal or less lethal up to cannons. Okay? And so, I mean, those are already deployed. Those are already ready. They got them with microwave guns, you name it. Sound cannons, you name it. And so really all it is some zit-faced kid, you know, who's been hired by the military, and he can be at Fort Hood in a combat game simulation pod. I mean, he likes to play games 50 hours, you know, until he has a heart attack anyways. That just happened in South Korea. I played for 51 hours and had a heart attack and died 27 years old. I mean, there's adults that'll play 20 hours in a row that I know. I know successful businessmen that, you know, are getting divorces so they can spend more time with their video games. They don't even, you know, now that they're divorced, want to go date women. They just want to play their video games. And as they get realer and realer and realer, now they're having simulations of pain, simulated pain it sends you. Well, the military admits that's the plan. So you're going to have pods of these guys. In fact, you already do, guiding cruise missiles and guiding drones. They're called controllers. And they're just going to be in there. And it even simulates it. So you don't actually see the person physically. It shows you your subjects that you're killing in different spectrums. Shows you who you're killing in infrared. It shows them to you in ground penetrating radar. It shows them to you in a bunch of different other wavelengths. And so all you see is a heat signature behind a wall, and you're just rampaging tanks, and your tank gets blown up. Well, you just hit a button, wait for a drop ship, you wait 20 minutes, get some coffee, get back in the pod, a drone robot tilt wing aircraft lands, it drops off four more combat tanks, and you're back in the pod, just slaughtering and murdering and killing. But what's even more, you know, taking out of the equation, always having to face your enemy, always having to deal with children you killed, always having to deal with what war really is. Now there's that disconnect with people who've been playing video games for 20 years and have simulated a million killings, more than a million killings. Per session, you may simulate thousands of killings, ripping guts out, raping women, raping people, getting bonus points, running over old women, spinning out on their intestines, get you double cash. Your UN forces who have microchips, you kill and torture militia members, you know, do sex. These are the games, folks, and this will allow the elite to control everything. This will allow the elite, very soon they won't even need the individuals who are in the combat pods within 10, 15 years. That won't even be needed. They're actually using, by the way, all the hundreds of millions and billions of moves that are made now to the Xbox. And I know people internally who worked on the Xbox, and believe me, folks, it's Department of Defense. And it stores all the data of every move you've made, what you've done, all of your human traits and skills that you put into that are being looked at by Cray super mainframes, and they're going to teach all those fighter pilot moves, all of those tank moves, everything to the computers, which already in most cases are already better than most human players. And so actually the computers are war gaming against millions of people right now, and these are live war games to train the computers. So I say 10 years, it's going to be sooner than that. So a globalist hits one button and has thousands of fighters, thousands of helicopters, thousands of drones, thousands of combat mech robots trained. They hit a button and they can release them. The warehouses are automated. The fueling systems are automated. Everything's automated. Everything's controlled. They're not even going to need you. SWAT team, Mr. Tough Guys, you're obsolete in just a few years. Fighter pilots, you're already being told you're not going to have a job. It's over. You're going to be fueling those aircraft. That's it. So you want to look at the future. I've got to write an essay on this. There's so many essays on what's developing that I need to write. I mean, I had 5 minutes this morning, and I wrote this article about the troops trending to put us in camps and take our guns and calling us rebels. And we're going to play that coming up in a few minutes. But I just don't have time. And I'm not whining about it, but I mean, you know, frankly, some of the other Patriot talk show hosts and other freedom lovers need to get on the ball and really get the big picture. They don't. They're either talking about how it's all a communist conspiracy or how it's all a Jewish conspiracy or how it's all a Catholic conspiracy or how it's all a... No, it's evil people. And the globalists control communism, they control Zionism, they control Nazism, they control radical Islamism, they control it all. And you guys need to start talking about the control grid, the system going in, the battle plan. You understand right now the computers are wargaming against millions of people worldwide. They're getting so smart, folks. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Billy bad behinds out there, the SWAT team guys, you know, the tough guys. Listen, I've read the Army reports. We posted them. You're not going to have guns. You understand? You're not going to do anything. You're going to be like a toilet attendant walking around with a taser. That's why they're getting you all to take tasers right now, because they're going to take your guns away. And you're at most going to be managing robots, managing you know, remote control devices. And I just hope you enjoy it. And I hope that you hope that, you know, hope you enjoy the oppression. I mean, I hope you enjoy it all. And I hope that the military enjoys all this. It's just, you know, we ought to have treaties not to develop these weapons and not have this arms race. But everybody's going to develop their own robotic forces. And it really is the Terminator scenario. But it's not going to be, I don't think, the machines turning against us. It's going to be globalists who are totally psychopathic in control of these devices. And everything's going to be radio frequency read and scanned. These robots are going to have your face scan imprinted on them. And actually, it was in the Japan, Tokyo Times, it was in a bunch of newspapers a couple months ago, that they actually are now having robots at the shopping malls running security. And they will physically try to block you if the buzzers go off. There are two robots at the door. I forgot about this. And the robots grab you. And they look like robots out of THX-1138. They're pretty scary. And again, robots, folks, 2005. It's 2005. They tell you the fastest plane is the SR-71 Blackbird, in flight in 1955, in service, frontline surveillance in 1959. Do you believe that 48 years later, 47 years later, do you really think it's still the fastest plane in the world, cruising at Mach 3, top speeds of Mach 4, Mach 5? Do you really believe that, folks? Do you really believe that? Well, they admit the B-2 bomber was around 15 years before they announced it in 1987. At the Skunk Works at Lockheed Martin. Do you believe any of the stuff you're fed? I mean, come on, stop being stupid. And they admit all these robots now. I mean, okay. Okay, I'm going to come back. I'm going to get more into the, are they going to nuke us? Is a nuke going to go off? Why was this general fired? I've got not just these reporters, but other people. And people in the Pentagon, people at Fort Hood, saying, you know, watch this drill. I was hearing this a month ago. We'll talk about it. Before we end this hour, though, and come back and take your calls and get back into all the news and play this audio clip of the military, before we do this, in the last minute of this hour, we need your support to fight the New World Order. That's secondary, though. My videos are powerful. They're waking people up. They're long. They're jam-packed. They're multiple films. Road to Tyranny is really three films in one, 170 minutes long. Martial Law, my newest film, is even longer. It's a little over 3 hours, three films. What happened on 9/11, the latest police state developments, and who the globalists are. You need to have martial law. You need to have American dictators to expose the phony left-right paradigm. You need to have these videos and get them out to people. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Order these videos via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. Do not wait. Expose who's behind the terror. They lose the power that terror gives them. And then they stop doing it. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch it all online right now. Stay with us. Second hour coming up.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.